Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and this is August 15th, 2019. It is the 19th day of, no, 15th day. The 19th threw me off. 15th, it's been a long day. It's been one of those, what is it, about 20 hours now? Back from Wisconsin, and a little bit delayed because of rain in Minneapolis. We were boarding a plane, and they had to stop boarding because they closed the gate because of the rain. I've never seen that before, but it was a pretty good downpour. Couldn't even see the runway from the gate. It was very, very severe, so I understand why they shut it down. But then the problem is when you get back on the plane, now all the planes are lined up waiting for takeoff that were delayed. But first you got to get the ones that were in the air on the ground. So more and more and more delays. But it was a very good Thursday. As good as I could have hoped for. Got to see many of the friends I used to work with, some people that I knew 30 years ago, that or more. It was good to talk to them and finding out. Some guy I used to work with that feels like we were just in our early 20s, and now he's a grandpa, and two of his kids are married, and one's gonna get married. It's just it was just story after story like that. But it was funny to see. My buddy Scott took me on a tour of the new building and showing me the new labs where the engineers are working and the new office space. The conference rooms are beautiful. I mean, this building could have fit into California very nicely. Somebody did a really good job on this. It wasn't overtly hipster, but it was functional yet beautiful. And one of the first places he took me, he says, come here, I want to show you something. And he points at this machine that it's at least 15 years old under the bench, and he goes, look, Boole is still running. There was a time when the engineers had a naming scheme of scientists. There was Faraday and Tesla and Einstein, and Boole is still around. He said if it dies, it dies. There's no hardware to replace it. It's crazy. I don't know why nobody ever made a virtual machine out of that, but I didn't ask. What I did ask is why my old ticketing software is still running after 25 years. And I did run into the guy who's responsible for keeping it running. And I said, Lee, I could do that on ServiceNow in about 30 minutes and get you your current functionality. And they wanted to do something else. Anyway, good trip. Happy to be back. And the dog is barking. So our digital album today, we're going to do... Oh, you know what? Before I get into that, let's start it now. It'll lend atmosphere to this other thing that I'm going to do. Our digital vinyl for today is this scratchy old piece. I almost gave up on recording this because it just was terrible. But then I thought, for completeness sake, I got to do this. This is, I don't even know who does, Jacques Abram is the pianist. Doing some Chopin sonatas. Well, he's got a sonata in B minor. That's most of what you're hearing here, or most of what's being played. The other is skipped. Nocturne in D flat and Polonaise. I can't read it upside down. Fantasy. Sorry. It just says on the bottom Allegro, long playing record. And this is I'll get a picture on the freestyle site, chuckchat.com/freestyle. Red with some frills and polka dots. It's rather interesting. Oh, you know what? Those are just the featured ones on the front. The complete track goes... This is Franz Schubert's trio in E-flat major, followed by two violin sonatas by Ludwig von Beethoven, violin sonata in D major and violin sonata in G major. Track four is... if I can read this. Pasquini Frescobaldi, keyboard music for the Baroque period. Beethoven trios, it just says Haydn-Beethoven trios. Haydn trio in G major, Beethoven trio in E flat major. Then we've got Johann Sebastian Bach, Italian concerto, and concerto after Benedetto Marcello. Okay. These are harder to pronounce than are on this day in history, Craig. Oh, and Craig, you will be happy. Just taking a little intermission here before I get the last three tracks. You will be happy to know that I did what I said I was going to do, and I would manage to watch Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame on the plane. So, I'll never look at cats the same way again. The New Seedlers, Droylock, Fiorentino, etc. I like that etc. in there. Renaissance music for the lute. But it's all piano. They must have adapted it. Chopin's a centenary concert, which consists of mazurkas, etudes, waltzes, and preludes. And the final track is The Legend of John Henry. That doesn't quite fit the theme, does it? I'm tempted to skip ahead to that. Oh, wait a minute. I apologize. These are other Allegro long playing records. So, I'm going to pull the vinyl out. Man, this sucker is heavy. This feels like a 78. I thought it was a 78 at first. It is very thick, not flexible. Yeah, that's what we listened to is what I said first. It says non-breakable, which I'm sure was a big feature when this came out. Let me look for a copyright date of any kind on here. I like this because the prices of those other long playing records on the back. $485, $385. Good stuff. There is a bio about Jacques Abram and the songs that he's playing. Printed in the USA. I don't see any copyright. This must have been before copyright was in place. Registered U.S. Patent Office. Nope. Long playing record. Yeah, there are just... Well, I can now verify it is unbreakable. I just dropped it. Okay. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of tracks on side two. Excuse me, a whole bunch of tracks on side one. And just two on that one. So, that is our vinyl today. An old, scratchy bunch of Chopin tunes. And now it's time for opening Chuck's mail. I got a package yesterday while I was out. And I believe I know what it is. Because I ordered it. Clinton and Craig will know what this is. I'm going to turn the music down just a touch. There we go. And this is something we're going to need for DragonCon and possibly elsewhere. This is the Wireless Expert 2.4G. And you're going, what is that, a hotspot? No, it is not. It is a game console of sorts. So this is sort of a center console with six light-up half-egg-shaped things of different colors. Purple, blue, green, yellow, orange, red. And actually it's more magenta. And then six little push buttons. So we are going to use this in our game of Jeopardy at Dragon Con. And when somebody buzzes in, there's no doubt who the first person to buzz in was. We used something similar to this. A coworker had one that we used at our knowledge conference in Vegas, and it worked quite well. But hers had wires. And oddly enough, the wired one was more expensive. So, very strange. So we have these. I'm going to have to scare up some batteries. I believe I have them. Oh, man. Every one of these little six push buttons. We'll use three of them, but every one of them uses two... What, triple A's? Possibly double A's, but the triple A's. And then the console uses a smattery too. So I'm going to have to find a lot of batteries. So it is very childlike. It looks like it was made by Fisher-Price, but it was not. The wireless, the 2.4 gigahertz, kind of has me concerned. So I'll give this some testing at home because our network is also going to be 2.4 gigahertz. And, you know, what could possibly go wrong when you have multiple devices running on the same RF frequency. Or that's a bit redundant, isn't it? Like PIN number and ATM machine. So that's going to do it for today. We have some Chopin tunes. We have the Wireless Expert. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. I'm sorry I did not have a chance to get to Mad Movie Mayhem. Travel and all. I knew it was going to happen. So there's no way I'm going to win now. Actually, there's no way I'm going to win with the other guys. They're just hauling in the points every day. So, good talking to you, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.